the people who believe that Planet X is definitely this object that's going to come close to Earth. I mean, there's been a few callers who have called in regarding Planet X. I know Sheldon from Arizona calls in quite a bit about it, and that's fine. I mean, he's entitled to his point of view. I just do not believe that there is enough information for us to conclude that this actually exists. Now, is it possible that it exists? I think there is definitely a possibility that it does, but we can't prove it. We certainly can't prove it. So Jeff might be correct. It may very well all be fake, and it might be disinfo. And one thing that I find interesting about it is that it really ties into the whole notion that there could be some sort of asteroid or comet colliding in with the planet. And Planet X is just in our scenario that mirrors a situation like that. And so Wernher von Braun, the former Nazi scientist that was one of the principal figures at NASA in the 1960s and into the Apollo missions, this guy, through his spokesperson, Carol Rosen, he said that first the threat would be terrorism, or excuse me, the threat of communism, then terrorism, then asteroids or comets, and then extraterrestrials. So I think the Planet X thing might be playing into the whole concept of a asteroid threat or a comet threat. And there's the thing about Wernher von Braun is they said that all of this would be staged and fake. So I think what Jeff had to say may very well be correct. This Planet X stuff may not be real at all. It could just be misdirection. But at the same token, I don't want to dismiss it entirely because it is possible that something might exist. There were news reports back in the 1980s talking about this body, this heavenly body in the solar system that they found. And, you know, there's a few news reports on this, and all of a sudden just disappeared. You didn't hear about it anymore. So that was kind of strange. So I have some questions as to if there is something out there, but there certainly is not enough solid proof to indicate that there is this Planet X. No proof, as far as I'm concerned, shows us definitively that it exists. And that's just my opinion. A lot of circumstantial evidence, but nothing definitive. But the false flag ET attack, I definitely believe that is a plan, and they may very well go ahead and do something like that in the future to get people behind a world government. Absolutely. This is certainly something that they could pull off. You had the War of the Worlds scenario, and that was kind of a test back in the 1930s to see if they can get people to believe that extraterrestrials were invading. That was just with radio. Just imagine what they can do with the sophisticated technology they have now with all these holographic images and three-dimensional graphics. I mean, they can literally create reality. That's what we're dealing with here, folks. People who create reality. So I 100% agree with Jeff that they have a possible plan that they could unleash that would involve the fake invasion of extraterrestrials. And even Ronald Reagan at a speech in front of the UN, he was talking about, well, you know, wouldn't the world just be able to resolve all of its problems if there was a threat from outer space? I mean, Ronald Reagan was proposing something there, in my view. Could be wrong, but I think that's what he was doing. But anyway, let's go to another phone call. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, Lee. How are you?
Doing well.
Yeah. Hey, what do you get when you cross the Gulf Oil Company with the Texaco Oil Company?
Oh, I don't know. You all